This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
A lot of people have heard over the years a reference to the Israelites wandering in the desert for 40 years. What I have found is that most people have no idea why, that maybe they were lost, they didn't have a GPS, whatever the case may be. But they wandered around the desert for 40 years, Joshua 5 says, because of their disobedience to the Lord. They disobeyed the Lord in that they took on the gods of the area. They sacrificed children to the deities that the people worshipped in Canaan. It was a horrible picture. And that's why they wandered. It was a punishment until all the men of military age when they left Israel had died. What a statement. We continue this message today with part four. Long before I went to Columbus, Ohio to minister, and for 18 years there was a Lutheran minister that was in Columbus, Ohio years ago when the object you would use to worship was the organ. Some of you grew up in churches where that was the sole musical instrument. There were no guitars and there were no drums. It was just the organ. And so Edward Kuhlman at, I think, Third Street Lutheran Church in Columbus, Ohio tells about going on a tour of churches around Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. They were looking for a new organ for their church and they went to check out different organs around the Midwest. Came to one particular church and Edward Kuhlman said he walked in and he saw the most beautiful pipes that he'd ever seen on an organ. And he said instantly, I thought, this is the organ that we need. Whatever it costs, we need to get it. They all sat down, the committee, on the four or five rows in the front here. They waited for the organist to show up. He comes walking in, fires up the organ, and starts playing. And Edward Kuhlman said he heard no sound from the pipes, but he heard sound coming from speakers behind grill cloth on either side of the sanctuary. So he went up to the organist and tapped him on the shoulder and said, is there something wrong with the pipes? We're not hearing any of the sound coming out of those beautiful pipes up on the wall. And here's what the organist said. Oh, he said, oh, Pastor Kuhlman, those pipes are just display pipes. There's no sound that comes out of them. The sound comes out of the speakers behind the grill cloth. Those are just display pipes. And that Edward Kuhlman in his book said, I wonder how many churches in America are filled or have people in them that are display Christians. There's no obedience. You don't think I really obey this stuff, do you? You don't think I follow it, do you? I go to church, but that's it. And you know what? Edward Kuhlman, who wrote that decades ago, is absolutely right. Every church, and I don't care if it is a Presbyterian church, a Methodist, a Lutheran, Catholic, it doesn't matter, Charismatic, Baptist, it doesn't matter, Christian church, every church has people that are display believers. That may describe you or me. No power, because there's no obedience. No power because there's no obedience. The message today is about the price of disobedience. 40 years, people wandered around the wilderness. Think about that. 40 years. How many, if you're over 50, go back to 40 years ago and think about where you were, what you were doing. That's a long time ago. 40 years ago. And they wandered around 40 years because of the sin and the disobedience that you never knew about until today. You never knew what the sins were, but you heard that they rebelled against the Spirit of God. They mingled with other nations and adopted their spiritual religious custom. They worshiped their idols. They sacrificed their children to idols. And they were bent on rebellion. Let none of that be said of you or me. Well, I'd like to ask you to make every effort to hear the conclusion of this message about why the people of Israel wandered for 40 years in the wilderness. We'll conclude this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.